For so many of us, I think there's this real pull towards genealogy, isn't there? This fascination with where we came from, the stories hidden in our family's past.
Oh, absolutely. It's a powerful feeling.
Yeah.
And it sends people down all sorts of interesting paths, exploring archives, local history groups.
Right, digging through old records, maybe even finding clues in your own attic. It's compelling stuff.
And if that sounds like you, if you feel that pull really strongly, maybe you've thought about getting even more involved, stepping beyond just your family tree.
Yeah, like contributing to the bigger picture. And that's really where volunteering comes in, isn't it? Working with genealogical organizations or archives.
Exactly. It's more than just, helping out. It's a way to really dive deep into the history, maybe learn new skills you can use for your own research.
And actually help keep these amazing resources available for everyone else, too.
So that's what we want to explore in this deep dive. What actually motivates people like our listeners, perhaps, to volunteer in this field?
And what kind of opportunities are really out there? What are the benefits for you, the genealogist?
And crucially, how do the archives and societies themselves benefit from volunteers?
Yeah.
It's a two-way street, really.
Okay, let's get into it. Where do we start? Maybe with the motivations. Why do people do this?
Right. Well, when you look at why people step up, the biggest driver, overwhelmingly, is just a strong interest in history. Something like 77% say that's their main reason.
That's huge. So it stems from that core passion.
It really does. It suggests people volunteering aren't just, mildly curious. They're genuinely fascinated by the past. Something to think about if you feel that way too.
Makes total sense. It's the same spark that probably got you started on your own family history in the first place.
Yeah, and it's not just about feeding that personal interest, though that's part of it. A really significant number, almost 60%, also want to learn or improve archival or conservation skills.
Ah, okay. So getting behind the scenes almost, learning how it all works.
Exactly. Imagine if you're hooked on genealogy, getting actual hands-on experience with the very documents you spend hours searching for online or in reading rooms. That's quite appealing.
Yeah, I can see that. Like getting insider knowledge.
Precisely. Understanding how records are handled, preserved, and related to that, many volunteers, because they've used these resources themselves, feel this strong desire to enhance access for other future generations.
Right, and to give something back.
It's that feeling of, this was valuable to me. I want to help make sure it's there for others. Sort of paying it forward, historically speaking.
That really makes sense, contributing to the collective knowledge, keeping those stories alive. But it's not all altruistic, is it? There are personal benefits too.
Oh, definitely. And those are important motivators. A lot of volunteers talk about finding a real sense of community.
Connecting with others who share that same passion.
Yeah, exactly. Making new friends, the social side of it. And for some people, maybe especially after retirement, volunteering offers a kind of structure to their week, a
Yeah.
purpose, a routine.
That can be really valuable, keeps you engaged.
Absolutely. And, we shouldn't overlook the confidence boost that can come from it. Working with new people, learning new things in a supportive place.
That feeling of being part of a team, working towards something together. Yeah, that's powerful. I heard one volunteer say it stopped them just vanishing completely into their own research.
Yes, I can believe that. But there's also sometimes a more, let's say, practical angle for genealogists.
How so?
Well, for some, volunteering might offer them, sort of, better or more convenient access to the resources they need for their own research, especially if access is usually limited.
Ah, okay. So a bit of a trade-off. You contribute your time and maybe get easier access to the materials you need.
It can work that way sometimes, yeah. A reciprocal thing.
Okay, so the motivations are pretty clear: passion, skills, giving back, community, even personal research benefits. What about the actual doing? What kinds of volunteer roles are typically available?
Well, there's quite a range, actually. One of the biggest areas where maybe almost 90% of organizations use volunteers is in description of records.
Description, what does that involve?
Think of it as making things findable. It could be detailed listing of what's in a box of papers, creating indexes for specific collections, like, say, old building plans or workhouse admission records.
Oh, wow. Like creating the search terms people will use later.
Exactly. Or indexing insurance policies, things like that. General cataloging, too. It's really fundamental work that helps researchers enormously down the line.
That sounds painstaking, but incredibly valuable, cutting down research time for others. What else?
Another key area is conservation and preservation. About 43% of places involve volunteers in this.
Okay, what does that look like? Handling fragile documents.
Often basic but vital tasks, Things like carefully cleaning surface dirt off documents, putting fragile items into archival safe folders or boxes, maybe gently flattening documents that have been folded for decades, preparing materials for proper storage.
So direct hands-on work to make sure these things survive.
Precisely. You're literally helping to save history. Mm-hmm. It's quite rewarding, I think.
I bet. What other kinds of tasks?
Then there's research. Around 41% of organizations have volunteers doing research-based tasks.
Research for the archive?
Yeah. Could be helping to find resources to answer inquiries that come in, transcribing documents maybe for a publication project, or even researching the history behind photos or items to write better descriptions or captions.
Ah, so using those research skills many genealogists already have, but for the benefit of the collection itself.
It's a very natural fit, yeah. And then you have things like helping with public events. About 28% use volunteers here.
Like open days or family history workshops.
Exactly. Helping out, guiding people, maybe sharing some local history knowledge. It's about bringing the archives and their stories to a wider audience, making that connection.
Bringing history alive for people, that sounds fun too. Are there more structured, maybe shorter term ways to help?
Yes, definitely. Project-based volunteering is quite common now. These often have very specific goals and maybe a set timeline.
Like what kind of projects?
Could be cataloging one specific newly acquired collection or a big push to digitize a set of records to get them online. Sometimes grants actually require volunteer involvement, so they're often defined projects needing help.
That could be good for people who maybe can't commit long term but want to contribute to something specific.
Absolutely. And what about people who don't live near an archive? Is there anything for them?
That's a great point. And yes, online volunteering is definitely growing.
Oh, interesting. How does that work?
Mostly things like transcription projects, reading scanned handwritten documents and typing them up so they become searchable.
Like crowdsourcing the transcription. I've seen those.
Exactly. Or maybe commenting on project blogs, adding insights, helping index online databases. It means you can contribute from anywhere, really.
That opens it up massively. Any other common roles? Well, some volunteers directly help other users, particularly beginners, navigate the resources or offer basic family history guidance.
Sort of peer support?
Kind of, yeah, leveraging their own experience. Then there's straightforward administrative support, helping with scanning for digitization. And sometimes, experienced volunteers might even give talks or presentations.
Wow, okay. It really does sound like there's a role for almost anyone interested, depending on their skills and time.
There often is.
So let's flip back to the volunteer. We know why they start, what they do, but what do they really get out of it in the long run? What are the big takeaways for them?
Well, the feedback is really positive. A huge number, like 81%, feel their general historical knowledge improves significantly.
That makes sense. You're immersed in the primary sources.
Constantly. You absorb the context, the time period, the details of people's lives in a way that just reading about it doesn't match. It's like practical historical immersion.
Almost like on-the-job training for your passion and skills too, presumably.
Oh, absolutely. About 64%, nearly two-thirds, say they learn or improve archival skills. They get a much better handle on how archives actually work. Organization, cataloging, preservation thinking.
That's directly useful for their own research, too, I'd imagine.
Definitely. And although fewer mentioned it, about 24% learned or improved basic conservation skills, which, again, can be useful even for looking after your own family papers and photos at home.
Good point. So practical skills, deeper knowledge. But you mentioned earlier the benefits often go beyond the purely historical.
They really do. And sometimes unexpectedly.
Yeah.
Nearly half, 48%, talked about meeting new people and the social side being a major benefit.
Finding your tribe, so to speak.
Building friendships around that shared interest. It combats isolation. About a third felt a stronger sense of belonging to their local community.
Mm-hmm.
And a similar number, 32%, actually liked feeling part of a workplace again, giving them that social interaction and structure.
That community connection seems really key.
It is. And interestingly, over a quarter, maybe 28%, found they learned or improved IT skills or other general work-related skills, even if that wasn't why they started.
Oh, that's an unexpected bonus.
It shows how volunteering can lead to personal growth in surprising ways. And quite a few, anecdotally, just mentioned feeling more confident overall.
It sounds incredibly enriching. You're contributing, learning, connecting. It's a real win-win.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And fundamentally, there's the satisfaction of making a tangible difference, helping make records accessible, helping preserve them. Knowing your work helps someone else find their family story is, well, pretty powerful.
That must be hugely rewarding. Does it ever feed back directly into their own research in other ways?
It can do. Sometimes volunteers get encouraged to research and write about things they discover in the collections they work on.
So opportunities to publish or present?
Potentially, yes.
Yeah.
Archives might support that. And then there's the very practical benefit we touched on. Often having convenient access to the archive's library and resources right there where you volunteer.
Ah, yeah, that's a big one. Having the sources right at your fingertips.
It's a huge advantage for a serious genealogist. Plus, just being in an archive, working with the collections, gives you a much broader perspective on what kinds of records actually exist and how they fit together.
Opens your eyes to new possibilities for your own brick walls, maybe?
Exactly. It broadens your research horizons significantly.
Okay, so the benefits for the volunteer genealogist are clear and varied. Let's look at the other side now. How do the archives and the genealogical societies themselves benefit? What's in it for them?
Well, the number one thing you hear from the organizations is that volunteers let them do work. Their paid staff simply don't have the time or capacity for.
So it's not primarily about saving money?
Generally, no. It's seen more as providing additional services, enhancing what they can offer. Volunteers basically extend the reach and capability of the core staff.
They're like force multipliers then, allowing more to get done.
That's a good way to put it. They make it possible to create much more detailed finding aids, those essential guides for researchers.
Making the collections more accessible.
Precisely. And they can provide invaluable support directly to users, especially newcomers who might feel a bit lost in an archive setting. That peer-to-peer help is fantastic.
That human connection, someone who gets the research buzz.
Mm-hmm. And volunteering is also just a great way for archives to engage with their users and the wider community in a really active, positive way.
Building bridges, strengthening that relationship.
Exactly. It fosters goodwill and appreciation for what they do. Plus, volunteers often bring specialist knowledge that the staff might lack.
Like expertise in a particular industry, maybe?
Yeah, or understanding technical drawings or having deep local knowledge about certain families or places. That kind of expertise can be gold dust for describing specific collections accurately.
Tapping into the community's knowledge base?
Smart. Very. And on a more organizational level, volunteer programs can help archives meet wider targets, say within a local council, and just generally raise the profile of the service.
Makes them more visible, shows their community impact.
Right. And especially for those project-based initiatives, particularly if they're grant-funded, volunteer input is often not just beneficial, but essential for success.
So volunteers can be critical for getting specific projects off the ground and completed.
They really can be. And finally, going out to conservation, volunteers doing that basic preservation prep work that frees up the highly trained professional conservators to focus on the really complex, demanding jobs.
So everyone focuses where their skills are best used. It's efficient.
Exactly. Every little bit helps preserve things for the future.
It really does sound like a truly symbiotic relationship. The passionate genealogist gets to learn, connect, contribute, and the organizations being vital support extend their reach, and better preserve and share our history. It seems like a fantastic pathway for anyone deeply interested in this field.
It really is. It's incredibly rewarding on both sides.
So maybe a final thought for everyone listening. Perhaps consider how your own interests, your genealogical skills, might actually match up with what a local archive or family history society needs.
Yeah. What projects are happening near you? What collections could benefit from your eye for detail or your specific knowledge? Thinking about that potential connection, that mutual benefit, it could genuinely be the next really rewarding chapter in your own journey with history and genealogy.